Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
I had to hit it.
Y'all know what it is. We back with another album review. This time we got No Name Sundial album. Crazy drop after, what, 5 to 4 years now? We just got some new No Name, man. We got 32 minutes on this one, about 11 tracks. A lot to dive into, bro. So let's get into some of our history with No Name. What was the first project that y'all checked out from No Name?
All I remember is SoundCloud. That's what she was releasing. She had, like, Baby. You know, she had a different name. Yeah, 2013, 2014. So No Name has been around my music library for a little minute. It was always dope to see her come back with some more heat.
Started listening to her around Telephone. She also popped up on Chance the Rapper's Acid Rap on the song Lost, and then on Mick Jenkins on Comfortable. She killed that too. That was when she went by the other name. And it's dope to see that she found her place. She was dropping music for a little bit continuously. She dropped 2 fire albums, Telephone and then Room 25. I loved Room 25. Then she was like, I'm gonna retire. Then she got in a beef with J. Cole, came back, right? So it's cool to see her back, because I've been a fan for a minute, and I was disappointed to see her leave. And even though she was doing good with the book club, her voice in the rap game is needed, because she's unique. And I think that when she does buckle down like she did on a lot of these tracks, not a lot of people are messing with her pen game.
It's hard to be in this space and talk about the stuff that she talks about, be all about your principles all the time. Everybody's canceled nowadays for anything. Go back on your word a little bit. People like to point out your contradictions that you make. She came right back up with this one. I've been checking out since Room 25, so about 2018, and I went back to Telephone and I checked out some of her other singles. She did drop a couple of tracks with Smino and Saba under the rap group name Ghetto Sage. I was really tapped into Ghetto Sage, Haagen-Dazs, one of my favorite tracks of 2018. I've been excited to see where she's been going. I'm glad she came back. Hell of a way to come back.
To the J. Cole situation, I thought she was going to capitalize more. I mean, she did drop a response track that I think Madlib produced. And, you know, people were talking about it. Of course, you know, you responded to J. Cole and she called out J. Cole for certain things. And then J. Cole responded and it was a cool moment. And then she kind of took a break again. And the whole reason why she left is she kind of touches on this. On Balloons, she felt like she'd perform and it would be all white people. So I think it was funny that when she came back with this album, people were really talking about the controversy of one of the features, and it wasn't really about the music, which is her whole thing. Even though she did pick a controversial rapper, J Electronica, it was interesting to see that her whole comeback was damn near people talking about that.
I think that the whole thing about the white fans was a very interesting take from her perspective. It would be pretty disturbing to be a rapper up on that stage and you're spitting your message, you're hoping that people are relating to you, but it just kind of seems like people are judging you, expecting you to do a certain stereotypical rapper thing up there. Very weird dynamic we got with white audiences and rappers nowadays. Really good topic to bring up on her track.
I think that's why I was mainly excited to see No Name come back, because she's unapologetically her. I mean, that's a hot topic. Why are this certain group listening to my music? That's kind of hurting your bag, right? For her to go out on the limb and say that, like, she's just being herself, with her picking, you know, controversial artists to be on her album, she's being herself, she's not gonna waver, right? And so it kind of shows and kind of stands true to what she's always been saying of, like, yo, I'm in here for the music. Like, she's like a poet, not a puppet, right? She's not in here to make people happy, she's in here to share a message. That's what's dope about No Name. That's why I'm glad she's back. I was worried for a minute, right? Like you said, and when she said she was gonna retire, I do remember that, and I was like, bro, this is crazy, you can't retire.
Yeah, because she one of them artists I can see where she actually retires and it doesn't come back, especially when the book club was popping. I can see that, especially if you're really disappointed with your fans. That's why you perform, right? For your fans. That's why you make the music.
It's also interesting to think about, well, why did she come back? I definitely perceive No Name to be a person that when she says something, she means it. I mean, she's kind of showed us that throughout, you know, her time being in the rap game. You know, when she has an opinion about something, she doesn't waver from it. So I wonder why she said she was going to retire, but then came back. Did she feel like she needed to come back for the female artists in the rap game to represent?
Man, I look at it like when people are like, man, I need a social media break, man. Give me off this app, and they post a black screen, you know. You got to get your audience back into it, man. You got to be like, I'm leaving. Y'all suck. And then you realize after you step away from a minute, you know, you're doing this book club. She make a real change with that, but you make real change with your music too. You know, more people are hearing your message, man. A lot of this stuff that she was bringing up on here, she felt like she had something to say. She needed to be heard on a lot of these tracks. She's always consistent with the concise, to the point message. Y'all want to get into the track list real quick? Talk about Black Mirror first, man. First song. It kind of felt beachy, or Calm Before the Storm, like the background scene. That was really good, and I thought it led into the rest of the album really nicely with the gospel influence, you know, the background singers, and the overall instrumentation was like really nice, you know. Yeah. A lot of different instruments. The percussion was like nicely layered. Elite, bro. Like walking in, I was like, damn, this is what we getting?
I love the analogy you used, because for me, when I first listened to it, it seemed like she was kind of ushering the audience in. Let's say you're in a theater, and like this is kind of the music you're walking into to find your seat, right? Come in, sit down, get ready. I'm about to tell you, take you on a journey, right? That I've been waiting to share with y'all for, what, 4 years, right? That's the vibe I got. This is intro music, but she had a message with the intro music, but it was just like calm, cool, collective, just to get you in, take your seat, get you comfortable, and then boom, I'm gonna lay this on you.
The title of the track is called Black Mirror, and Black Mirror is really entertaining, but there's always a twist, and it usually has a message about what technology and how it interacts with us, or just, you know, culture in general. And I think this album, she definitely taps in about culture, kind of like, oh, here's an update about how I feel about a bunch of topics that are relevant. Because Hold Me Down was an awesome track to go right into after keeping the uplifting background vocals. She's just rapping about how, you know, even though things are set up for people to fail, or set up for Black people to fail, and even though sometimes we hurt each other, we have to be together for one another. We depend on each other.
I got a quotable for that. She said, white man will front the whole vision, will just see self in his image, won't be self-critic, burn up our whole village. That wasn't us, that was colonialism. Pointing the anger to the right direction. It's not about us. We commit a lot of self-harm with the stuff that we do, being really hard on ourselves and our community. You know, there's a lot of negative imagery that is portrayed about the Black community. When you look past that, really notice that, you know, colonialism is the root of a lot of this stuff. She goes on further to say that violence through our generations is not like something that just came up. Like, she went stupid deep on the second track.
Definitely a highlight for me, one of my favorite tracks on the album. I was replaying it for a little bit because I was like, dang, Balloons was crazy too. I know people were really focusing, you know, like I said earlier, on the J Electronica verse. Just on No Name side alone, this was a great track. Her talking about how sometimes it feels like performative arts, you're up there performing and the audience isn't really hearing what you're really saying, or you're up there talking about your trauma. It's not really connecting, but it's just a vibe at the end of the day for some people, and it's just a show. And just talking about the culture in general, I like this track a lot.
Her topic matter on this project is really just like the best culmination of what we've seen from No Name so far, because I feel like before it was like a little bit more loose feeling for the other projects, but I feel like this one has gotten more concise, and she's really hitting like different layers of topics on the same track, Loons and then Black Mirror, and the topics just flowing in between them. Commentary on current rappers, how she views herself as a rapper. She's very harsh on herself sometimes about how she given into the system, the industry has gotten a hold of her a little bit, you know. That's a very humility filled take she's given us on this. So the album just feels like really real and really raw.
She was like, I'm not going to give y'all the album if y'all keep complaining about J Electronica. And I think it was crazy to think about, because I remember when we were reviewing J Electronica's debut album, which basically was him and Jay-Z, the whole album. And I didn't really hear people focusing on that much then.
Not even a damn peep.
And I know J Electronica, he's made certain statements on Twitter probably, and he's done certain things since then. He's always been that guy. So I feel like he fits with what No Name brings to the table as far as like lyricism. And if you have an opportunity to work with J Electronica, a lot of people at one time were saying he was next up. Like, he's not no like rapper that nobody knows and that she just went out to get for controversy, or like a rapper that is all controversial. Like, I think she chose him because on his verse he was spitting. I mean, I'm not gonna say I agree with all the bars, but technically, you know, J Electronica brings something to the table.
I think it's fair if y'all like break down like what the whole controversial aspect of it is. Like, why are people so upset?
He brought up Farrakhan. That's the first thing in the song. Other times, you know, what he said on there, he's had some comments about being similar to Hitler, blatant anti-Semitism type stuff going on. That's the label that's being thrown on him. Honestly, bro, this album has got so many more messages on here that are so much more meaningful than some obscure ass anti-Semitic reference that most people don't even understand. I feel like that was really meant to just bog down the general messages, like the positive messages that were on this project. People don't get engagement off of that. They don't want to talk about shit that she's talking about that's uplifting. They would rather talk about the negative stuff that right. They can tear somebody down who's having a positive moment. a positive movement.
Of course, I was like, how is Jay Electronica going to go about his future? But once I heard it, I mean, it wasn't anything too crazy. He's been featured before with other big artists. I think it was weird that this was a big thing when it was her album, her moment. I mean, it was a cool track. It wasn't one of my favorites, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to skip.
It was definitely not a skip. Right after that, though, we get into the happiest, happy track on here. You know, Boom Boom got me moving my hips. You know, I feel like I need to take Bay yeah. over to Hawaii for the one time. You know, shout out my Hawaiian brothers, bro. I was fucking with that track. Good job on that hook. I was really moving. I didn't know No Name could do a Lil Uzi song like that, you know?
You know how when an artist tries to break out and make a hit, it sounds forceful. It sounds like you're doing something that's completely out of your comfort zone. She kept her same traditional like sound, right? But had like a nice chorus with it. It was catchy. I rocked with it.
I would be surprised if she did anything forceful on this album because, I mean, looking at the cover, I don't think a label would be like, yo, put this out. We're saying Boom Boom. Oh, it's hecka catchy, right? This ain't nothing like, oh my God, like a label's going to die putting this out. Like, oh, put this out right now. You know, all these songs are No Name to a T. And she's on a roll with these tracks, like the pacing and everything.
Yeah, no, I liked it. It was a good little breakup for the density of the first three tracks. And then we go straight into potentially the interlude, which, you know, gets instantly introspective. You know, you're talking about people don't actually love you. They love the person that you'll turn into one day. Hell of an insecurity to have, man. Goes on later into the track talking about what seems to me be her perspective, you know, what other people were telling her and then what she ends up telling herself about. You'll be happy if you can rap like Kendrick. You just become the best at this thing, you know. You'll be happy. How she had to move past that. Take us all the way back down, bro. I was just grooving, bro. I can't stop thinking.
Well, you know she wasn't going to let you chill for long.
That was a really good track. What do y'all think about her calling out Beyonce and Rihanna on the next track, Namesake?
She didn't have to do that. I get, like, in her message and what she's trying to do and what she's trying to portray, like, I get it. But, like, her calling that out is not going to change anything. I think that she could have done or made a point or made a message without name dropping. She's indirectly trying to do the same thing. Maybe not always on the stage or in the spotlight, but she still wants to be, you know, heard and seen. Like, she wants her music out there. So I don't really think it's fair for her to bring down another or two Black artists, right? That's my take on it. I think that she could have had her message shown and completely heard by without having to drag three Black artists down.
I would agree with that, but one thing about No Name is that she calls herself out. I think because of that, it's like, okay, she's just calling out names and basically saying her opinion. She hasn't really been vocal about certain things in a musical format for a minute. I think it kind of shows the openness of the album. You know, she's always been against Black billionaires and stuff like that. So kind of makes sense.
If she was going to do it, like, go harder. Y'all all playing the same game. Feels like an empty statement, you know, like she's not actually doing anything with it. There's not a real critique there. It's just kind of like saying that Beyonce is a distraction so that people let the military industrial complex exist. Like, I don't see the correlation. It kind of fell flat for me.
I think that was one thing about this album. You know, after coming back for so long, she does jump around. Even though I like the pacing, I did like most of the tracks, if not all the tracks on here. Room 25 was really great as far as like Blaxploitation, No Name, the track, Window. It was really introspective, a lot about looking inside and finding a way to love yourself, love people around you and everything. This one, it is about that, especially going into Beauty Supply. That's why I like Beauty Supply a lot. It gave me Room 25 vibe, but in a new way, really focused on that. That's one thing I wish the album did sometimes more. It did just focus on things. Features work, but Jay Electronica didn't totally fit the topic matter on Balloons a little bit. Common was better, right? But Common's Common. He was killed at the end of that track. But overall, I think the album should have stayed more on point with the message maybe sometime.
I did like the general message of Beauty Supply, loving your own self and your own skin. Us all having to go to the Beauty Supply, get some fake hair, right? That's not ours. She's bringing stuff up. I want to go to another level for some of it. She did a good job on most of these tracks, so.
So on the surface, it was great, though. Like, I mean, it's just like Black love, really, like the Beauty Supply. Like, you know, you got Black moms, you've been to the salon with her, like Black women in there encouraging themselves, they're having a great time, speaking amongst themselves, going into the Beauty Supply feeling comfortable, having, enjoying that time being there with your peers and people around you that look like you. I think that's important, that being comfortable in your skin is okay. We're different, just embrace that. Yeah, it's dope.
She's got good songwriting ability for sure.
Toxic, another track where I was like, okay, this one wasn't one of my favorites. Well, she basically went in the whole, like, I wasted your time, you wasted my time. Being in a toxic thing is revolving. It doesn't stop. When I was listening to it, it did make me laugh a little bit. People, everyone's like, oh, this is so toxic. Oh, you're toxic. You know, they throw around that word. But when she was going into, it was really toxic. Sucking each other's energy to the point where you feel exhausted. You can't do anything. And it's like, dang, like I wasted all this time with you and I'm putting all this effort, but I can't let it go because if I do, I wasted all this time.
It was an interesting track. The chorus, I guess if you call the chorus, when she was like, had a whole baby on me and then F you. Like,
yeah.
I was just trying to connect with it and trying to just figure out like where she's going with this. But I know there was an underlining meaning. It was an interesting listen. Wouldn't say it was a bad track.
She needed her turn at making a We Cry Together track.
That's the kind of vibe I kind of got. I was just going to say that. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
This is definitely going to be the main calm response track of the album. That chorus, like you said, bro, my girl. She already on that, bro. She screamed them lyrics, bro. So she feeling it, bro. So I mean, it's good. Somebody, bro. After Toxic, we had Afrofuturism. Dope little track. Thought that was a cool little, you know, concept that she tweaked around. Right after that, we get into gospel. You know, bring back the church influence, man. So I need my boy AC to give us the complex breakdown of the choruses and what was happening in that church when this song was recorded. Please go ahead, AC. Let the people know, bro.
God will make a way. You know what I'm saying? This was a great track. I enjoyed how she kind of brought church influence gospel theme back, right? It kind of started like that in a sense, and now she's kind of bringing it back towards the end. In the middle, there might have been like, I wouldn't say turmoil, but she was kind of going through things in her life, and it's kind of funny how at the end she brings it back as if like, you know, I started with this, but in the middle there was some, you know, rainy, rough days, right? And then at the end, right, bringing it up like God's gonna make a way. After all these things that I'm going through, he's still going to make a way. Difficult times may come. That's how I took it. I think it was a dope track. This was the, second to last track? There's one more after this. I honestly think this could have been the closer. I think that would have fire if she had this as a closer. That's just my opinion.
You wanted to end on Billy Woods' dark ass verse. That would have been a crazy way to close the album. I see what you are, AC, after that take. Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. For y'all tuning in, do not listen to Ray. But anyway, I think this was a great track.
What do you think, Ray? What do you think about that Billy Woods?
Billy Woods did his thing. Billy Woods, as usual, I was surprised he was a feature on here. Not because I didn't think he would fit. Just No Name obviously knows what's up in the game. She reached out. This was dope. He ripped the end of the track. Basically, the beat shifted and everything. He made the track his own at the end, right? Silk Money did his thing too. Shout out to him. Weird duo to get on the track, even though Silk Money does do tracks talking about stuff like that. He also does playful tracks. Some of his tracks pop up on TikTok, at least when he was in the group. So I think it was funny to see him on here too.
Odd combination. However, I like getting Billy on here.
Conspiracy theories, because that's what Silk Money was kind of talking about too. Conspiracy theories. Fugees or FBI, because one of them got called out for being an informant. So they were just kind of talking about conspiracy theories, or, you know, even though, you know, we have faith and stuff, you know, sometimes the white man's lies or everything corrupts everything. Even our faith, you know, sometimes they put things in there that aren't supposed to be in there, and you have to be aware. And that's why I think getting these two, because Silk Money does that in his own way. It's more playful though, but he fit perfectly. And then Billy, of course, hits you on the head with everything. So I love this track. This was one of my faves.
The instrumentation was great too. Okay, not just the rapping. The piano. I love the piano. Piano fit really nice with the singing. And Billy was over a piano. I take that with my Sunday tea, bro. I take that with a nice cup of Joe in the morning, bro. That shit get me through my whole week right there. Oblivion, she got Common on here, bro. Chicago legend. This was a hell of a way to close the album. I know AC wasn't happy that it didn't end.
Nah, dope song. Oh, to Oblivion, the world blow up, that's it. I was bending you. Yeah. She was talking her talk on this track.
Talk her shit. She's one of the best rappers in the game as far as like lyricism. And that was one thing I was excited for. I knew I was going to get some bars. I knew I was going to get some cool points of view, even if I don't agree with everything on her album, because I don't agree with some of her viewpoints. I knew I was going to get a good explanation or a good way to get my mind going about certain things. And I feel like that's what she's really good at. And Oblivion was a perfect way to close that. Bringing Common on, because Common was really good at that for his time. And these two are both from Chicago. So I love that she was able to get him on here and show out, because he did a good ass job on it. Shout out to Yanni too for the vocals and stuff, because she did great too.
Second appearance, killed both of them. Common as well. I know that was probably a huge moment for No Name to get him on here. You know, Common known for being one of the best conscious rappers out of Chicago, worked closely with Kanye West, all around genius lyricist. Really did his thing. He got that Doomer perspective. Really fucking with that, bro, because you know, everybody need a little doom, impending doom in their life to get up off their ass. So the way it makes me want to dance too, bro, I'm like, damn, you foul for this, but I'm gonna turn up to the oblivion of the world that we're headed towards, you know.
She's definitely a little cynical, right? Just a little bit.
Oh yeah, just a smidge. I really thought that this was a good moment for hip-hop. It's one of the highlights of hip-hop all year.
So happy to get an album. I was worried she wasn't gonna come back, and I didn't want to end it on Room 25. I really love that album, but I felt like she has more to say. And listening to this, obviously she did. I might not think it was her best project, but I'm happy I got it because hopefully it leads to more. And this album on its own is good too. She didn't let me down. I'm not going to say, oh my God, like it was great to me, because those other albums connected with me more on a personal level. But maybe this one will too. I still have some time left in the year, even though it's been out for a little bit. It wasn't as hit you in your face with every track all together. It was like more separately on a different level with some of them. But the pacing was good all together, which is why I can't complain. I liked it a lot.
Would you say that she held you down with this one?
For surely. For surely. How you feeling, AC? How you feel about the album?
It's a great album. I would agree with you though, Ray. It's not like Room 25 and Telephone for me. But I was in a different space though when I was listening to those albums. When I listened to it, how I listened to it could have affected how, you know, versus where I listened to it and how I listened to this album. So there's different things that could play a part into why I think those albums are better, or it can just simply be better, to be honest. I think that could honestly be the case. I'm not saying this album was a letdown at all. This was definitely great, especially for her coming back for, what was it, a four-year hiatus?
Four or five years.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right? Totally happy with the album. Glad she's back. Hopefully she comes back with another album. Hopefully not that long. I'm definitely waiting for more. She has me, you know, hooked. I'm still here, right? It's not like, I'm giving up on No Name. Whenever she drops something else, I'll be here to listen.
For me, man, it's like MJ coming back to basketball, man. It's a return to greatness, bro. You know, she really went off. I feel like I can relate to what you're saying, AC. I feel like when I was 16, 18, when Room 25 came out, I had a different perspective. And also a lot of the stuff that she was talking about was a little bit more taboo, abstract back then. I feel like her messages weren't necessarily as focused as they are right now. There's a little bit more room to look at those albums and be like, you know, she has something here that was, in my opinion, more special because it had more interpretation to it, possibly. My mind was fresher. I felt like, you know, some of these topics were really groundbreaking to me the first time I heard them. I'm 23 years old, man. I'm uncle now, bro. I know more about the topics that she's speaking on, and I have a deeper understanding. So it doesn't hit the same in that regard, but I still admire the bravery that she has for speaking up for the matters in which she cares about. That's really something to respect about her artistry.
And no Smino, no Saba. I was disappointed about that. You know, a little disappointed they weren't on here, but it's fine. I'm not going to say they couldn't have fit, but I see what she was going for. You know what I'm saying? And also, I like this album as a whole, but I feel like Room 25 and Telephone, they had certain tracks that were like, God damn. Like this one has good tracks, but like this doesn't have a Shadow Man. For me on Room 25, it doesn't have a No Name, the closer on that album. I really love that. Window, I mean, it has different stuff, but the highs on the other ones were the crazy high. I think this one was cool on a project level. You know what I'm saying? More so. Maybe that was just me.
I agree. I feel like most No Name listeners would honestly agree. I don't know. It just was a different feel. I'm not sure if you can understand what I'm saying, but like when I listened to Telephone, it was just like a weird feeling. Like it was kind of like an out of body experience almost, right? Not trying to, you know, glaze too much.
Krispy Kreme over here, bro.
Her sound is unique. Really? It's one of one. No one else does it like her. This album was unique. I don't know if it was less unique or maybe it was like after the wait, I wanted it to be more connected. I saw her do such good tracks on other albums. Like, I wanted more of that on here. Still love this album. It was something that kept coming up when I was listening to it.
To be fair, those projects have been out for a very long time. The one from 2016 came out SoundCloud, like AC said, SoundCloud era.
Different
that
time.
Those projects had a certain mystique to them that has not been captured by modern music. Could just be a product of the time.
Bro, she had tracks before Telephone. Like she had like, that's what I'm saying, like Sunday Morning, Baby. Yeah. I don't even know what mixtape that was, but like, that's what I first heard. And I was like, oh, this is fire. Like, this is dope. And like the features that she had with Mick Jenkins, also with Chance, right? That's probably the first thing I heard was Chance, her feature with Chance. I'm going to go ahead and say I was just listening at a different time for those albums. To me, honestly, Telephone is better than Room 25. My opinion. That album was so dope. Like, it was like so far, it just put me in a groovy space. Like, it was cool. This album, it's weird because it's still No Name, but it's very different. You know what I'm saying?
She's more conscious of, like, herself. Yeah. You know? And, like, you can see.
Yeah, she's growing.
Her perspective is, you know, different. And it touches back right. on some of her talk matter in her music about, you know, people don't actually love you. They love the person that you will turn into, or what people think you will turn into. You know, like, you listen to those projects and maybe you thought she was going to turn into something else, and then this is what we got, right? And it's just a beautiful topic, you know. I'm just glad that she is sharing her music with us, and that, you know, we got something that was this good. And, you know, Billy Woods on here, bro. Are we being real common on here, bro? Amazing project.
Don't dip again. Give us a few more albums. Don't do that. Because a lot of these rappers who do the conscious stuff, they come and go, or they blow up, and then they don't do it no more. She's consistently, even when she was called out by J. Cole, everything. She retired and came back. She's consistently done her thing. Hopefully, if she does the tour again and there's a bunch of white people there, just know that people, you got some real fans who really support you and are really listening to your message. They might not be able to come to your show, or that's how it always is, but you got people who are really listening to what you're saying. Every album, every song you drop, I'm looking for it because you drop impactful music. And I know that's not going to change. I might not like it as much as the old stuff. It's still there, you know? And that's important. Yeah. That's what's important.
Finish this off. We're going to get into these top three tracks. I'll go first. My top three probably got to be Hold Me Down, Gospel, and Oblivion.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a tough question, but I'm going to go with Black Mirror, Beauty Supply, and Gospel. I love the opening. Opening was great.
Yeah, my three are Hold Me Down, Beauty Supply, Gospel.
Yeah, Gospel made all three. I mean, Oblivion could have easily been on my list. A lot of these tracks could have easily been on my list. I mean, that just shows you're making a dope album, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick three.
I thought it was a great length, 32 minutes, man. Like, don't get better than that, man. The replayability, if you can fit it into, you know, your morning commute, one play, that is just a really good idea, bro. We don't need an hour and 20 minutes.
Especially an hour and 20 minutes when you're not saying nothing. Like,
when you actually saying something for 30 straight minutes, it is night and day difference. With that being said, thank y'all so much for checking out this episode of Hip Hop Baby's Album Review. Thank you, No Name, for this wonderful project for us to all come here and talk about. And thank you, AC, for coming on and being such a gracious guest every time. It's always seamless getting you on here, bro. Make sure y'all like, make sure y'all comment, subscribe. Hit those notifications, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We got our little ads on our screen and shit. Fuck with us, man. We really like talking about this music shit with y'all.
Well, I'm just gonna say I'm proud of my dogs here, bro. Deadly, Ray, y'all kill it. Just to see y'all grind and shine, it's amazing. Y'all check them out, Hip Hop Babies Podcast, the best podcast in the world. If y'all ain't listening to the Hip Hop Babies Podcast, man, you lame. That's all I'm gonna say. Thanks for tuning in. No Name, thanks for dropping some heat. Appreciate y'all. Like Deadly said, like, comment, subscribe. If you're not doing that already, I don't know what you're doing. You live under a rock. But thanks for having me. It's always love.
With that being said, peace.
Peace.